Glacier Bank's totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. And this morning, our guest is Raven Ridge Farms' Cassidy Daly. Good morning, Cassidy.
Good morning, John and Robin.
Hi.
All right. So we're going to talk plastic today. And we don't like plastic, do we?
We're going to talk plastic alternatives, right?
Okay. Because we don't like plastic.
Well, the fish don't like plastic.
That's for sure. Yeah. All right. Okay. So plastic free. Why do we want to do that at the farmer's market this year?
Yeah. So as an organic farmer, we do a ton of work on our soil and our land practices. And, you know, we spend so much time trying to increase like soil biology and everything that's going on. And then we take the products from the field and then we put them in plastic bags and it just doesn't seem to add up. It seems like there's almost like a missing link there. So I guess we were approached about working on plastic alternatives and it made a lot of sense to us. Plastics don't really align with what we're trying to do as a small market farm. We do a lot of work with our environmental practices, and it just doesn't really make a lot of sense. And we're a pretty small farm. We're 1 acre, and I think last year we went through about 8,000 single-use plastic bags. So you look around and there's, you know, 5 or 6 farms doing similar things in the valley. I mean, there's more, but we're all going through so many single-use plastic bags, and that just magnifies. And then you think about the greater scheme and the system, and there's just a lot of plastic being used.
How long does it take for one of those plastic bags to go away in the landfill?
Way too long. I mean, I'm not 100% sure. I know that, like, it's not great. And, like, even the plastic alternatives in a landfill, like, that's not their perfect place to be. It's way better for them to be in a different system, like a commercial composting system, where there's heat and microbes and things that are able to break those products down, whether it's a compostable product or biodegradable.
You know, I was thinking maybe we could shoot them into space. We now have a space force.
Jeez. Well, John, I got the answer for Cassidy, because 1,000 years to decompose in a landfill.
Well, that's more than my lifetime, Rob.
That's right. So we could really
a little bit more.
You know. So if your children and your children's children all continue to use plastic, we would be inundated. So how do you use plastic there at the farm now?
Yeah, so, you know, we sell a lot of baby greens like lettuce mix, spinach, arugula, baby kale, and those are all packed into half-pound bags that we take to market. And or, you know, we have a farm share CSA program and all of their greens are packed into single-use plastic bags. And so that adds up. And then you also look at, you know, the thank you bags that you have at market that you're putting people's items into. And we have used bags in the past and are still kind of like trying to get through those because we had a bunch, but those are, I think on the bag it says like 50% biodegradable, and most people end up putting those in a landfill, and like I said earlier, like those just don't break down very well in a landfill. They're ideal conditions.
The other 50%, it doesn't break down. What I was thinking was, so you've used it, you know, to package. So what is the solution? We go back to paper bags?
So we have shifted this year to like for our baby greens that I was talking about, we're using a plant cellulose-based like clear bag. It is kind of, it's technically cellophane, but it's the one that we're using is not corn-based because like a lot of the cellophane bags are kind of GMO corn-based. Ours are eucalyptus-based, so it's a little bit different. It's hard as an organic farmer to be supporting an industry that's using GMO corn.
Really?
So we're, you know, we went with a different option. And those bags, you know, we've already, you know, it's early June and we've gone through over 1,000 of them. So, you know, it's just crazy to see how many we're going through.
Well, we ought to talk. We ought to talk a bit more about these bags and what you've learned in using them, and we'll do that right after this. Our guest is Raven Ridge Farms' Cassidy Daly, and Cassidy is talking with us about an alternative to plastic bags. Cassidy, I remember when they first started having biodegradable plastic bags, or I guess they were paper bags at the stores. And this was back in the 1970s, and so I've got my groceries in a couple of bags, and I'm walking out to the car, and it's raining, and before I got to the car, my bags had biodegraded
right
there in my arms,
right.
And I had junk all over the place.
But you were, you were.
But I was ecologically hip,
that's
Robin.
That's right.
Boy, you bet. Cassidy, talk with us about these new bags that you're using now.
Yeah, so it's definitely been a learning curve for us because as you're saying with the paper bags, like they don't respond the same as a plastic bag. And the same goes for the plant cellulose based bags that we're using. They definitely respond differently to moisture. So that's been a learning curve for us because obviously the products that we're putting inside of them have some moisture in them. What we've found is that like the membrane of the bag, although it's a little thicker than a traditional plastic, it's still pretty permeable. So moisture kind of escapes. And that causes, you know, the items that we're putting in there, their shelf life goes down pretty rapidly compared to what we're used to seeing. So we've definitely had to work pretty hard to talk to customers about the proper storage. So, you know, there's a couple things you can do. I tell most customers who I see, like, for a longer shelf life, put these bags into a Tupperware container or a sealed container, and they're going to last for, you know, up to 2 weeks, which we usually say is how long our greens should last. So, you know, that's definitely been very effective. And last weekend at the Kelsville Farmers Market, I actually had some good feedback from customers for the first time telling me that they, you know, they did what I said and the greens lasted a super long time and everybody just seemed really happy and there were actually no issues at all. And people were receptive to putting in a tiny bit more effort, which was pretty awesome for me to see. And then, you know, I've also worked to explain to people why we're doing it. Because if it's coming out of context, like, hey, I'm selling you this product in a bag that, you know, it's not going to make the product last as long, unless I explain, you know, we use 8,000 single-use plastic bags for these greens last year, you know, people aren't going to be as willing to make a change.
You know, I was thinking about that, and, you know, and one of the things I said at the outset is that we don't like plastic, and that's not true. There's good plastic, and then there's this disposable plastic that is what we're concerned about. So if you've got some plastic containers at home that you can seal things up, take them out of the bags and put them in the plastic containers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's really about, for us at least, like the single-use plastics. Like, we all have plastics in our life. There's really no way to avoid that unless you do a total life makeover. So use the things you have to help decrease like that single use bag usage. Yeah.
Cassidy, the bags that you're using now, the ones that will biodegrade, can you use those like in a compost pit?
Yes, you can. Yeah, they actually are a certified compostable product. And they do, yes, they do best in a composting pile, whether it's commercial or just like at home. You know, our leftovers, we're just putting in our compost pile. And one thing that we were concerned about is that, like, we use a label on our bags, it's like a paper label. And we talked to Dirt Rich up in Whitefish, or another farm, talked to them, and they said it's just a tiny bit of paper and a tiny bit of glue, and it's no big deal. It'll break down. So right. That, you know, if you don't, you know, if you have that bag and you have a composting pile, just it can go right in there.
You know, that's okay. That's an idea, Robin, because one of the things we do is we, you know, we have, we compost our kitchen scraps.
Yeah.
And we put it in a plastic bag and take it down there and we dump it in, and that bag is, you know, what do we do with that bag? It's just, it goes in the trash, and I guess it
lasts
goes in the
a thousand years.
So why, I guess it would be cool if we had these bags, we simply throw the whole bag in, then we don't have to get involved in the gunk and everything too.
Yeah.
What a deal.
Yeah. No, it's also, cleaner process.
Wow. Yeah. Cassidy Daly is with us, and Cassidy's going to tell us if all this work she's done is worth it right after this.
We're speaking with Raven Ridge Farms Cassidy Daly today, and you guys are very ecologically and health conscious, I might say. You even had curbside pickup when people phoned ahead at the farmer's market, correct? Kudos to you. Now, the other thing you mentioned about these bags that you're using being vegetable-based, which is interesting because I recently bought a power bowl at the store, and it's got, you know, edamame and all this healthy stuff in it. It was really good, but I found when I microwave it, it gets all wet. You know, there's a lot of water inside, so I tried taking it out of the package and doing it wok style in some olive oil, you know, heating it up that way. It was great. So, and the reason I originally bought it is I thought, well, if some of the paper comes out of the bowl, I don't have to worry about it because it's a vegetable. Yeah, it's like the way Vinny talked in, My Blue Heaven there. Arugula, it's a vegetable. Anyway, what can you share with us and with the audience with what you've learned to date about this new packaging that you're doing? Would you recommend it?
Totally. I mean, it's definitely been a it's been a huge learning curve for us. And it's, you know, an interesting year, to say the least, to try to tackle, you know, a completely new endeavor, which it absolutely is. You know, we've never had to explain to a customer really how to handle their produce, or at least at market, you know. It's usually they come, they get their food, they leave. And now I feel like I have to create more, I don't know, if more of a relationship or more of like a,
understanding.
Like I have to work more with my customers. Like I'm doing my environmental part, like help me help with the environmental aspect of what we do.
Yeah. Help me help you. This is a little bit like Jerry Maguire. Yeah.
Cassidy, I'm curious. I mean, kind of taking off a subject here a little bit. You say you have a 1 acre farm. How much food can you raise on that acre? And is it profitable for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, at the moment, I can't add up absolutely how much food, but we go to two farmers markets And we feed 80 families through our farm share program, and then we do some wholesale with specific crops to Wicked Good Produce out of Whitefish. So we're pretty diversified, and through that, I feel like we still have ample amount of food to meet the needs of the two markets and our farm share program. And, you know, it is how I make a living. It's, you know, I work for, you know, from March through October, and it's definitely what I do. So that's my career.
Well, it amazes me that you can produce that much food on just 1 acre of land when you look at farms that are hundreds and even thousands of acres.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's this year we've really, like, we wanted to grow more food. And almost every single, you know, we have 120-plus 100-foot beds on our farm. To put it into scale. And those beds are about 3 feet wide. And almost every single bed on our farm will have food grown twice or three times. So that will see, you know, cauliflower and then carrots or salad turnips, lettuce mix, and spinach. So we're really utilizing what we have and trying to do the very best we can with soil management and maintenance. And we use a lot of compost. We do everything we can. We put we have a flail mower, so we're putting the green manure, the broccoli stalks, they're getting pulverized and put back into the soil. They're not leaving that bed. So putting a lot of nitrogen back in that way as well.
I want to go back to the bags here quickly. We just have a couple more minutes, but those bags, are they available commercially?
At a grocery store, can you get bags? I don't think so. I think more often you would see a compostable clamshell. At a grocery store, you're probably going to see, if they have them, clamshells that are made from plant-based materials. But the bags, I haven't seen.
So I guess that's a good reason to buy your vegetables from Raven Ridge Farms, so that you can have a bag that you can use to compost your other stuff.
Totally. And it's been pretty amazing. we've worked with other farms as well. We're kind of all in this together, which has really helped all of us, I think, with transitioning.
Gosh, Cassidy, what a great conversation and very enlightening this morning. Thank you so much. And we appreciate the fact that you're able to feed so many people with your acre of property.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Sure.